representing the Philadelphia Eagles, NFC East champs, divisional champs, NFC champs, and world champs, the world champs. Hey, Dallas, the last time you were in the Super Bowl, these draft picks weren't born.
What an introduction to start off a special day. You guys have been asking for it. And we're here.
Dallas, what happened?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an episode that we've been talking about for a while now. But here we are. It is our NFL mock draft episode. And ladies and gentlemen, we brought in an expert today. An expert on one of the worst teams in the NFL, Mr. Aaron Campbell, Denver Broncos associate. Welcome, welcome to the podcast, Aaron.
Thank you. I needed to be able to come on here and tell Denver what they should be doing. Yeah. They won't listen, but no. I'll try.
Listen, he's got a shout out. What, the past three episodes? So now we just gave him a mic and like, here we go.
Here we are. We're just gonna let him cook.
Yeah,
ready to rip it up.
I think the best way, right, to probably do this is just we each say our mock drafts and we can tear into each other's and call each other idiots, and that's not going to happen. But, I mean, mock drafts are about as good as NCAA brackets. Like, no one can predict Colin and Farrell going number five, you know? So,
yeah. So, how I kind of picked mine up is I kind of...
Are you leading us off?
I can.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, as a preface... I think there's a clear difference between a predictive mock and a what I think is best mock, which is what I kind of did here. I kind of just thought, you know, I think this player fits here. I think this would be the best pick for them. Am I saying that, you know, this team is necessarily picking this person? We don't know. Teams are kind of weird. There's a reason why the same team's drafting the top 10 every year. So, but
New York Giants.
New York Giants. Hey, maybe it's
time. Dude, mock drafts is my favorite time of year.
Oh, it's great. I'm excited for the draft.
Mainly because we always have a top 10 pick.
Yes. Yes. So to start us off, the Chicago Bears are on the clock with the first overall pick. I think this is a no-brainer. I've seen some mocks saying, whatever else, I don't care. Caleb Williams is in a tier of his own, and he is the first overall pick in this draft. Is there any argument here?
No.
You just read off your list, and I'll interrupt you when you sound dumb.
Should we go pick by pick?
Oh, okay.
Pick by pick?
Yeah, I like that. Let's go there.
That's fine.
All right.
I have Caleb Williams.
You have Caleb Williams at one.
I also have Caleb Williams.
I actually have Drake May at number one.
No, you don't. Mm. Stop talking.
So, pick number two. I've been flip-flopping a lot.
Remember what you just said last Thursday?
Yes, okay. And I actually am going back to what I said earlier, which is I think Jaden Daniels is going second overall, and that's because I did forget that the Washington Commanders did sign Cliff Kingsbury as a head coach, and he is literally the prototype of Kyler Murray. So I do think that's what the Commanders are going to go with at number two.
I agree. Yeah, I think Cliff Kingsbury and the... what's his name? Who's LSU's coach?
I only remember Ed Orgeron because of the smoker voice.
I don't know. All I know is that LSU's coach came out and said that Daniels was going to Washington.
Oh, I did see that.
Which, I mean, could be smoked.
Brian Kelly? Brian Kelly.
That's
yeah.
It. But, yeah, it's...
wasn't
it's
that going there. Eagles head coach?
No,
that was Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly. That's it. Yeah. Sorry, my bad. It's on my team. All
right. He's with the high school football coach somewhere in America right now.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. I also have Jaden Daniels. You know, you could read into the Cliff Kingsbury stuff. You can read into whatever you want, but I think just flat out, he's the second best pure prospect in this draft at a position of need, which Washington has. So I think it's a slam dunk, no brainer. There's a reason he won the Heisman, right? Number three, I got Drake May going to the New England Patriots. I hate this pick for them. They should go JJ McCarthy. But I think whatever quarterback gets selected here, because it will be a quarterback going to the Patriots, they will be put in so much of a worse spot than any other quarterback in this draft.
Now, if I'm New England here, you're probably getting some calls, right, for a trade?
Yeah, and they already said that they're not closing the door on anything,
right?
Yeah.
All I know is that there is no way that the Patriots start the year with Jacoby Brissett as their starting quarterback. I don't think that's a
problem. I actually think they're starting with Jacoby Brissett as their starter and sitting whoever they draft.
Listen, I wouldn't hate that. And like we said this 3 weeks ago, right? The Patriots could say, listen, we think that Marvin Harrison Jr. is the best prospect that we've ever seen in the last 20 years, which he has the case for, and be like, this is too much of a prospect to pass up on. We're taking him, and we'll have that bridge quarterback for a couple years.
Who's
right?
The last round one wide receiver the Patriots drafted?
I couldn't tell you.
When was Nikhil Harry?
Was that the Patriots?
Yeah. Almost.
Oh, well,
2015?
It was definitely Nikhil Harry then.
2015?
We're not drafting another wide receiver.
But Nikhil Harry's different from Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, but he was like a super high pick.
Oh, man.
He was a first rounder.
All I'm saying is I think the Patriots go quarterback here. They take Drake May. Drake May is... for whatever reason, has the hype he does. People are like, Justin Herbert. I think that he is an athletic freak. I'll give him that. He is. He's 6'4", whatever, 220. He can throw the ball to the freaking moon and back. Got great speed on him. You know, strong kid. But I think when it comes to what you need to have a quarterback, which is pocket presence and throwing the football, I don't think he's up there with any of the other top quarterbacks. I feel like where he falls in throwing the football is Bo Nix level. But Bo Nix isn't as athletic as he is. And I think that he's more raw than Bo Nix. So I think teams are like, oh, well, maybe this is stuff that we can correct. And it's going to take a very special coach to do that.
I think I disagree with you in the sense that I think Drake May is one of the better... Drake May reminds me of he's sneaky with his mobility. He gets out of the pocket really well. He rolls out of the pocket really well. It was the same thing when Herbert was in the draft. The biggest thing with Justin Herbert was he has the size, he has the cannon of an arm, he has the what you want in a prototypical quarterback. Am I saying that Drake May is going to be Justin Herbert? No, but I do think that his deep ball accuracy is not great. It doesn't look amazing. But he has all the tools necessary to be great. And from what I've seen in like the pro day and all those things, like he has everything that you would want. And maybe like, again, like it might be a, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Tyler Scare to the podcast. He has that frame and everything that you want in a quarterback. And I think that's why I'm attracted to him, because I think he has a place in the NFL, and I think if he goes to the right spot, which I'm not sure New England is, I think if any quarterback goes to New England right now, they're struggling. But I do think as I said before, if New England were to draft Jane Daniels and Washington picks Drake May or vice versa, I think May has a lot better of a chance to perform a lot better than Daniels would.
Right, and I think that Daniels has much more of a chance of succeeding in New England than Drake May would, because I think Jane Daniels can make a lot more happen by himself. Listen, I don't like ACC quarterbacks that much. I don't feel like the competition is all there, and I think it's a big jump. By the way, Nikhil Harry did go first round, pick 32 after they won the Super Bowl. But I don't understand the hype. He can go prove me wrong, and that's awesome. But I think he is going in the top three.
Do you see a little bit, and that like QB comparisons are kind of dumb, but do you see
turned up? Turn it around.
Testing.
Desert. Yeah, I mean.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Thank you for making me waste.
Yeah, you look a little stupid now.
Do you see a little bit of Josh Allen in Drake May? Because the same, like, his footwork is...
Do you know what I see, really, when you get down to it? And you know what's coming.
It doesn't make sense, though.
He's sneaky mobility. He rolls out of the pocket.
It's completely different. They're completely different.
Is it? We're talking about Daniel Jones, if you haven't picked this up. Is it?
It is.
Because, listen, Daniel Jones clocked in as the second fastest quarterback in the league 2 years ago behind Lamar Jackson at full health. He's better when he's outside the pocket than when he's in the pocket. Honestly, if I'm looking at film, I see a lot of Daniel Jones and Drake May. More than I see Justin Herbert, more than I see Josh Allen. Do I think that Drake May could become Justin Herbert and Josh Allen? Yeah. But I think he needs a lot of help around him to get there. Kind of like Josh Allen. Josh Allen needed Stephon Diggs and Brian Daboll to be in Buffalo before he got good.
Okay, but do you disagree with Daniel Jones being drafted so high?
Yes, like, I do.
But you have to draft quarterbacks that high, even if they're raw, because every
listen, team is a freak. Listen, I think that the Giants made the mistake in getting a quarterback before they built up other areas of their team. So if the Patriots are like, listen, we can make Drake May into something. He can sit behind Jacoby Brissett for 1 or 2 years. I would be more okay with that than just him getting sent right in there. I think if he gets sent right in there, or he starts at some point during the first season of his rookie year, he's out of a Patriots uniform in 3 years. It's a Mac Jones situation, even though I think he's better than Mac Jones.
A third overall pick is going to warrant at like the duration of your contract, unless you're Zach Wilson.
Okay, 4 years, whatever.
Yeah, I just like it's, again, like the whole thing, like I'm higher on May than I am Daniels, but it's the whole prototype thing. You're drafting him for like how he's built. He runs a 4.6 as a quarterback. Like, that's pretty solid. You know, he can run out of the pocket.
My question is, why is Michael Penix not getting talked about like Drake May is?
Because Michael Penix has like, he's like a robot from his waist down. It's just his injuries.
He doesn't have mobility. And yeah, there's the injury scare. He's a lot older than...
He's 24.
24.
He'll be 20. We looked it up. He'll be 24.
Yeah, he'll be 24. Like, and again, like, you look at last year when May...
Which I don't think is that old for a quarterback.
No.
No, but years and...
But May lost his two top wide receivers last year in the draft. And this year, yeah, there was a dip in production. But again, like, UNC is not a great football program. Again, like you said, like, conference isn't that great. But I think he has everything that you'd want in a quarterback. I have him at 3 here going to New England. I don't think they move down. I really don't.
Yeah, I have it too. I think he's just getting dogged. I think J.J. McCarthy is getting pushed up like Will Levis was last year. Every year there's someone. But I think Drake May is just getting dogged and he'll just go. Like Stroud got absolutely crapped.
Well, we hate Ohio State quarterbacks.
He proved things wrong, but still, like, people were insulting his intelligence. Like, so it's just like every, like, there's one quarterback every year who gets pushed down and there's one quarterback who gets pushed up. So I think Drake May's going in the top 3.
Oh, I don't disagree. I think it's a bad pick though.
So I'm gonna put down Drake May. So we're here at pick 4. Cardinals are on the clock. I don't know about you guys. I don't have them moving. I have them going straight up Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4, though. Do you guys agree? Disagree? Let me hear your thoughts.
I have them moving, which, yeah, I think the difficulty with, for a team like the Vikings have been rumored to trade up, for a team like the Vikings, you can try and trade up to 5. It'll cost you a little bit less. But the problem with trying to trade up to 5 is that you still leave number 4. Now, the Cardinals are going to take a wide receiver. So theoretically, you move to 5 and it's not a problem. But there's that what if that there's a quarterback run and some team who wants a quarterback is going to make the Cardinals an offer they can't refuse, even over a generational player like Marvin Harrison. So I have them trading up to 4. I don't know what the Vikings are going to have to give them, but I have them trading out of their pick.
I also have every reason that Aaron just said, absolutely. Minnesota is like, listen, we got to get one of these guys. Look at the quarterback class next year. And like, where there's smoke, there's also a fire, right? So you can say it's a smoke screen and all that, like the Vikings trading and all that, and rumblings about Arizona wanting to take a quarterback, moving on from Murray because of his injuries and all that. But
that's stupid.
Wait, it is stupid. It is stupid. But I'm saying where there's smoke, there's also fire. The Vikings don't make the trade they did with the Texans if they're not moving up. They did not have the ammunition to move up to a top 5 pick, and now they do. They have 2 first-round picks and multiple seconds, and I think that all of that will be on the table with Arizona. And I think with Arizona, right, you're dropping back down, but it's not the end of the world, right? You're dropping to pick 11, and you're dropping to pick 23.
It is the end of the world, though, for me. And here's why.
They're getting another wide receiver in the back end of the first round.
Yeah, but it's not the generational talent that we're talking. We're talking about a Ja'Marr Chase level.
No, we're talking more. We're talking more.
So, and you mean to tell me, and
their only problem is not wide receiver, Arizona.
I understand that. But you have your guy in Kyler. They have come out and said that they're sticking it out with Kyler. They have come out and said that. Yeah, you have other issues to deal with. But you also have another first-round pick at 27. So if I'm Arizona, why am I dropping down when I can get Kyler a guy? I lost Marquise Brown this offseason, or one. I lost, who's the other one that got traded away to the Falcons?
Rondale Moore.
You lost Rondale Moore. Now, who's your one now? Who's your one?
It's going to be there.
Who?
At the back end.
It's not.
Okay, it won't
be. Okay, so who... If they trade down, who are they going to get?
They're going to get a huge piece in Arnold, the best corner in the draft, and their defense is atrocious. Their defense is bad. It is horrific. There is not a bright spot on that defense for Arizona. So you go off and you get a cornerstone piece that reminds me a whole ton Patrick Surtain. A whole ton. And then you go down to 23 and you get
Eagles uniform.
Okay, hold on.
We're getting
ahead of ourselves.
I am getting ahead of myself, but you said who do they get? They get their cream of the crop in the tier 3 options in Brian Thomas. Brian Thomas is a mid-teens pick in most drafts, but the problem is that you have wide receiver after wide receiver after wide receiver that people love. And they should. And it's such a deep class that Brian Thomas needs to go 23.
You also have to think about who their head coach is, and it's a defensive coordinator. Like, I'm not saying, like, your argument for, like, it could happen. They could just stick it 4 because Harrison is a generational talent. But, like, this is what I think they should do, and I think they should pass on Harrison because they're horrendous. They have Kyler, and they have Trey McBride, and those are the only names, and Buddha.
And James Conner.
Okay. Yeah.
But if I'm the Minnesota Vikings, right? Arizona, why are you offering for Arizona? Why not go for the Chargers?
It's the what if.
That's what if.
What if the Giants jump up to 4? What if the Broncos jump up to 4? What if the Raiders jump up to 4?
You have to go as high as humanly possible because you don't want to miss your guy.
I could even see him trading into the top 3 if they love May so much more than McCarthy or vice versa. I could see them saying to the Patriots, hey, listen, man, this is our offer. You know, take it or leave it. And Jake, my other thing too is this. When is trading down not worth for a team?
When is trading down not worth it for a team? Let me tell you. I don't think J.J. McCarthy is worth 2 first-round picks. That's why. I don't think he's worth it. Why? The only reason in any universe that I can see Minnesota thinking that it's valuable in any sense to draft a quarterback this year and not start Sam Darnold is because we want to keep Justin Jefferson on our roster. That is the only reason why. You really think Justin Jefferson is going to sit around for a year and play with Sam Darnold? No, he's going to get his butt out of Minnesota.
I actually think that's exactly what he'll do. Because if you're trading up to draft McCarthy, you're not expecting him to be a day one starter.
Exactly. So, but... if I'm trading all this capital, if I'm Minnesota and I'm trading all this capital, wouldn't I want a day one starter right off the bat? If I'm trading two first round picks,
McCarthy's a day one starter.
Not necessarily.
JJ McCarthy's a day one starter.
I think people like teams want, and obviously you can't replicate Patrick Mahomes, but teams want to replicate what the Chiefs did, which is trade up for a quarterback, and then Mahomes sat for a year. So like, it's a blueprint that works. Now, granted, it could just work because Mahomes is a freak.
Well, look what Jordan Love too. Jordan Love looks amazing. But Jake, you didn't answer my question. You talked about moving up. I said moving down. When is moving down not worth for a team? Look at the Bears last year. And I know that's the number one pick. I understand that. But you look at other teams and moving down in the draft to get multiple picks and multiple future picks, it works out in the long haul for them.
Work for the Eagles too.
Yeah, with the Saints. I think Arizona has way too many holes to get a luxury position in Marvin Harrison Jr. Now, on the flip side of that, I think the Chargers are much more well put together with an offensive mind coach. And I don't care who's calling at the door for the Chargers. After the Keenan Allen and all this, you have your franchise quarterback in Justin Herbert. He just lost all of his weapons. I think you got to keep him happy in a certain respect. And is Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get rid of literally every single weapon on the Chargers and plan on going into day one with Quentin Johnston. It's your wide receiver one. I think you do. So I don't know. I don't like, I think you like the argument that you make for the Cardinals not moving is the same reason that the Chargers wouldn't want to move either. Like, they know someone's trading into the top five.
And I think that, but the Chargers are more complete of a team than Arizona is right now.
Yeah, the Chargers are more ready to win now.
Right, which is why you go Harrison right here.
Yeah, but let's say Arizona doesn't, then the Chargers have to move out of five.
No, they take Neighbors, and I'm fine with that.
Or they take Joe Walt, but
the Chargers never do the smart decision.
No. Are we on the Chargers now?
I kind of moved the bus along. Do you have something else to say about Arizona?
No, I don't have any. Like, I agree with you. Like, I understand the sentiment because, like, behind Harrison, but I just think, like, you trade back, you get a minimum of another first this year. You have three picks in the first round. Harrison takes your team forward. Three first round picks?
It's two. It's 11 and 23, right?
It's 11 and 23, but they have the 27th as well.
Do they? Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no way they don't trade that. There's no way they don't take that.
But you're telling me that they don't have depth or they don't have all these things. They already have 27. Why? Like, what's the point of, like, I just don't understand.
All right, so would you rather take more future first rounds? Listen, I'm trying to stack up as many ones and twos as I can. I would love that, too. If my defense was put together, if my offensive line was put together, if I had a stable running back,
not the rest of the draft. This draft is loaded with depth.
Okay, we're not gonna agree on
we're not
on
gonna
this.
Agree on every pick, but
I
do think Connor's good.
All right, so who do you have going five then?
So I actually had the Chargers trading out of five for Minnesota. With Minnesota, I had Minnesota trading up to five
and taking McCarthy.
And taking McCarthy.
Okay.
All right. I mean, it's give or take.
It's a give or take.
Are there these I have Harrison. You have Harrison, Aaron? Yeah. Okay. So it's give or take.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Harrison. Good Lord. If Justin Herbert gets... If Justin Herbert gets...
My dynasty season back on.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And I think that's why I think that's why the Chargers are salivating right now, because I think it's a real possibility Cardinals trade out, and I don't think the Chargers move.
Yeah. I mean, Jim Harbaugh is doing JJ McCarthy dirty by pushing him up the draft board, but he's doing it for his own team now. So, yeah. I have Malik Neighbors going to the Giants. It's either that or Joe Alt, but I just think like you're looking at the talent of Neighbors and you're like, well, we haven't had a receiver for the last, well, since OBJ, like, and Neighbors is awesome. So I had them taking Neighbors.
Jake.
I'm typing out our draft. I have Malik Neighbors going six to the Giants.
No,
sorry. You were talking, Valano was bringing up some really good points because I talked about Joe Alt last week. And I think Joe Alt is a Hall of Fame level tackle. I think he's one of those guys. But I do think that the Giants have kind of built the trenches a little bit. It's a lot better from last year. It's not definitely not perfect, but it's a lot better than last year. I think you get your guy here in Neighbors, and I think you get him as a steal because Neighbors is a one in almost every other class that I can think of.
Yes. So. Yeah.
Yeah, I have Neighbors. I said it last episode that, you know, I think the only real other prospect in the last couple of drafts that would really rival Harrison right out of college is Ja'Marr Chase. But I think Neighbors has more potential right now than Ja'Marr Chase. I got the ick though, and I know you saw it.
Oh, I saw something about it.
I got the little like, is this gonna be a new Odell situation? Like, yeah, that's great if the Giants draft me. Who's the quarterback you're throwing to? Listen, Daniel Jones has won a playoff game, which is a lot more than a lot other quarterbacks in the league right now can say. And I understand that, you know, there's a couple of injuries and he's not the most praised quarterback in the league. And I do understand that they're going to have to move on from him at some point. But you don't go out there and say that before your draft, right?
Yeah.
And it just kind of made me feel like I can't have another toxic, you know, wide receiver situation and break my heart again. But I will also say this is that I think the Giants front office is more prepared and Brian Daboll is more prepared to deal with a personality like Neighbors than the Giants were with Pat Shurmur and Odell. So,
yeah, I mean, there's so many diva wide receiver ones. Like, it's,
you have to be.
Harrison's not, which is why he's just the all-star pick, you know?
Yeah, Harrison's an exception in a lot of things, but like, I don't really care. Like, Odell did a lot of good for the Giants before he left. So like, I think you can't pass up on it. Like,
I think
Jones may or may not be out after night, like this year. Who knows?
He definitely is.
Okay. Well, he definitely is.
You
draft Neighbors and you tell him that, like, we're drafting a quarterback this year. I don't know. Like, I think they take him.
You're taking him at six, though, with the expectation that he is in Giant Blue for the next 13 years.
Yeah.
That's a hope, but
that's probably what every team who drafts their prospect in the first round hopes.
Right. But I mean, I can't do another 4 years and he's gone to somewhere else. Like, I because we're not going to be ready to compete at a level for a championship in 4 years. And he has to understand that.
I mean, you don't want to get too ahead thinking, but like, if we're thinking right now, the Giants need weapons. That's
it's all offense, all offense. The defense is there. Nah, not there. The front seven's there, right? You need another corner, but it's all offense this draft. Just pour into it. Yep.
And this is the draft to do that. So Malik Neighbors, I think, is going to the Giants at six.
All right. Consensus pick. All right. Seven, I got Joe Alt.
I got Joe Alt.
I think literally everyone I've listened to is saying Joe Alt's going to Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Listen, and Tennessee has made a lot of Tennessee has made a lot of head scratching moves this offseason.
They're going all in.
Listen.
Listen, if you give Will Levis 2.5 seconds in the pocket, we've seen what he can do.
He's serviceable.
He's launching a new downfield.
I want to see another year out.
Listen, Notre Dame offensive line, best prospect we've seen from Notre Dame in the last 5 years. Yeah. I'm at, like, absolutely.
Is Notre Dame O-line you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, this is a slam dunk, no-brainer. Yeah. Right, yeah. And I think the only reason why other teams don't take him is because of just the need for quarterback and the sheer wide receiver talent.
Like I said, I think Joel's a Hall of Fame level player.
All right.
Second.
Nate, Campbell will go with you because me and Jake keep starting.
Yeah, I've got the Falcons taking Dallas Turner here. It's like their offense, I'm a little concerned, is a little bit like Aaron Rodgers, like the Jets last year. Just because, like, you're it's literally like a dude coming off an Achilles injury, but you have an offense that's pretty much complete. They might draft a wide receiver in the second round, whatever, but they need to bolster their defense. So Dallas Turner. Yeah.
Me and Aaron have the same draft. So
entirely same draft.
No, but like first 10. Yeah.
Yeah. I have Johnny Newton going to Atlanta at 8. Yeah.
Oh.
So here's my thing. I'm a little lower on Turner than most people. I heard Turner going a lot later in the draft. I could definitely see Atlanta taking Turner at 8, and I wouldn't be opposed to it. I just think this was one of the harder picks for me because I could see Atlanta also trading down in this draft. But I do think that there's a lack of defensive linemen in Atlanta, but you also have to think secondary and also edge here. I just think Turner's a more of a, for what Atlanta's looking for, you need someone that's ready to go. I think Turner needs a little bit of time before he actually starts becoming a really, really good player. But that's me.
I heard the same thing last year about another Alabama edge, and he changed the face of a franchise on the defensive end. So that's all I'm going to say. And I think Atlanta goes defensive line here, so I don't hate the Johnny Newton pick at all. I just don't love him as much with Illinois. Yeah. But I mean, like, yeah, like, go right ahead. Like, that's fine. They're going defensive line here.
Yeah, you're just drafting a potential superstar. Like, you know he's going to be good no matter what. Yeah, and you're like, you're drafting him on the off chance that he becomes, you know, the next Alabama edge rusher who pops
in. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Dallas Turner has all the tools in his bag to be double digit sack guy for the prime of his career.
Yes. Are we going Newton here or are we going Turner? I'm cool with either.
I'm going Turner. He's a top 10 talent.
Yeah, I'm going Turner. Okay. Yeah.
That's fine. I was kind of, I could definitely see them going D line. No, that's just my point there.
No, they 100% they're going D line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So at pick 9, we have the Chicago Bears. And thank you very much, Rome Odunze. You are on your way to Chicago.
Yeah, I have Odunze going to Chicago.
3 for 3. The mind meld is insane. Yep.
You put him behind Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, and you get him some, you get Caleb Williams set up to be a star. So,
yeah, this is a slam dunk draft for the Chicago Bears. Like, franchise changing draft with more coming up from the Panthers trading down.
And they have made great moves in the offseason signing semi older guys. They stacked the defense a little more. The defense is pretty solid. They're going to be good this upcoming year.
Better.
Do you think they make playoffs?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree. I think they make playoffs.
No, they don't make playoffs.
No, I think, I mean, they're competing for a wild card. Like, basically.
They are not the level where the Lions are, and quite frankly, where Green Bay's at.
Green Bay in year 2 with Jordan Love, I think, is going to be very scary.
Terrifying, actually. I think they take the division from the Lions. Shout out, Jesse.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's a conversation for another podcast, but yeah. We are not even halfway.
Sorry, yeah. Okay, moving on. Jets, I got them taking Penn State. Yeah, the Penn State tackle's name.
Oh, Penn State? You haven't taken Fashanu?
Yeah, Fashanu.
Oh, yeah, Fashanu.
That's it.
Oh,
I think no more Aaron Rodgers situation. You know, let's... their line's terrible.
I could see that. I mean, I'm a little higher on Fulaga more than Fashanu, but I'm cool with either.
I think it's the difference between guard and tackle, right?
Yeah, I mean, my thought is that... So, like, what I think the Jets are going to do, which is like really stupid, is they might take Brock Bowers here.
That's what I have them taking.
Okay. Yeah. See, I hate that pick.
Dude, I love this pick. Just, I mean, I don't love it for the health of Aaron Rodgers, but they were prepared to go into last year with the offensive line that they had. So I think you see Brock Bowers, you see him just sitting there and you can't pass it up because this is the year for the Jets. So like, yeah, you might draft, and they could very well draft a tackle or a guard, but Brock Bowers is like, top five talent in this draft just sitting at 10. So.
Yeah, it's just like a. Yeah, I don't know. I think tackle is their best option here. But I could definitely see them going Bronk.
It's absolutely the best option, but I think they've got a little bit of Atlanta Falcons syndrome where they're like, who should we? Let's just draft another offensive weapon.
Yeah.
I'm trusting the Jets to make the right decision.
And, I don't do that.
And like, listen, I mean, like, last year they went in thinking they were going to be Super Bowl contenders, and they realized that they had no protection. So, you know. Hopefully they learn their lesson, but I mean, they're the Jets, right? And being a New York fan is nothing but pain and suffering.
I mean, they put a ridiculous amount of money in their line this offseason. Like,
who'd they get?
They got Tyron Smith from Dallas, and who else did they get? Who's a left tackle, I believe.
Yeah, Tyron Smith is a left tackle.
Yeah, but Smith is 33 years old.
Yeah, it's an all-in kind of year. Like, I don't think they're planning on drafting a guard who they're going to develop for this year. And
I think they have enough weapons to compete, though, right, with Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall.
You do, but...
Jets are in a weird spot. I don't know. They're kind of, like, on the border for me.
They're in a danger zone that very few want to be in, like the Chicago Bulls.
Yes.
It's like they're stuck in mediocrity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm cool. Like, I think the Jets are, it wouldn't shock me if they go Bowers here. If they make a smart move here, I think they go tackle. But I'll write Brock Bowers down.
I mean, you can go tackle. It's fine because you and Blanda have them going tackle. I just think Brock Bowers, like, is such a good piece that you just can't. And, like, are you really going into the season with Mike Williams fresh off an ACL tear as your second weapon? Like he's good. And
No. That's not their second weapon. Their second weapon's Garrett Wilson. Their first weapon's Breece Hall.
Okay. Who Aaron Rodgers is throwing the ball to. I understand Breece Hall's whatever. Like, but their second target.
All right, there's more wide receivers at back in this draft.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I think Brock Bowers is like a unicorn in what you can do. He's a mismatch player. Like,
right. What do you do? Stick a middle linebacker on him? He's going to run past him. He's too big for a safety, right? That's why everyone loves tight ends now. Yeah. But I think they go the Penn State kid over the Oregon State kid because I can't say either of their names.
It's Fashanu and...
Fashanu and Fuaga.
Fuaga.
Fuaga is much tinier than... Yeah, so I think he fits more into a guard spot than anything else. I think he could play tackle, but I think that...
Yeah, I think Fuaga is just a little more versatile. And he can play guard. That's what I was thinking. But we can go...
Fashanu.
Fashanu.
All right, 11. I have Arizona making their first of three picks. And they go Teron Arnold. I think he's the best corner in the draft. I think they desperately need defensive help. And I think with Nick Gannon, that's their best play. He's the best corner in the draft. He solidified himself as that this year. And he's a borderline top 10 talent. So,
yeah, I can see Terry and Arnold. I had them going edge here. And I had them picking Leitu Latu, who... is an interesting position because I honestly think he's the best all around edge rusher in the class, but he's got the injury concerns. But I think like at this point you're looking at your line and like it could be corner, but in this I'm just going with line and Leitu Latu is the best edge rusher. I think all around in the class.
I had Keenan Mitchell going here.
11. Okay.
Yeah, I had Keenan Mitchell here.
Do you think he's the best corner in the draft?
I don't.
Wait, who do you have him going to?
I have him going to the Cardinals here at 11.
How did they get to 11?
Well, technically I had the Chargers here at 11, but since Arizona's here, same kind of deal.
It's the same need. But yeah. I think Quinyon Mitchell actually has the potential to be the best corner. Yeah. He's not the best corner right now.
No. I think he has the skill sets to be.
Okay. Yeah. Wasn't, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with going in line. You know, build up the trenches, go right ahead.
No. But I do think they need desperate help in the secondary.
Yeah, no, I think you're going to see a lot of Arizona going defense here, especially if they trade down and then grab a, you know, tier three wide receiver at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. 12, I have, we'll let Aaron go last because this is his team. I got my pick.
Oh, do you want to say ours first, Aaron?
No. Should we say ours first? I'll follow up
okay. Because it's different than anyone else.
3, 2, 1, Brock Bowers. Oh my goodness.
Mm.
I have Bo Nix going to
Denver. At 12?
Yep.
That.
Okay, let me say my two cents and then I'll let Aaron talk. I think Sean Payne's thrilled to get a unicorn of an offensive prospect that he can just toy around with.
Oh, Taysom Hill, 2.0.
Yeah, like, he's like that will just be so much fun for him, and they'll figure out quarterback, you know, at Bo Nix or Michael Penix, who you can get in the second round. I can see them reaching.
And, you know,
Penix you can get in the second round. I don't know about Bo Nix. Well, it's one or the other. One's going to go in the first. I think one is going to go in the second.
All right.
Here's why I'm going Bo Nix. Bo Nix is the prototypical Sean Payton game manager. Protect the ball. Make the safe passes. High IQ quarterback. That's all he wants. He wants a Drew Brees kind of quarterback. That's why I think they're going Bo Nix at 12. Bo Nix is easily one of the... And I know you're smiling right now. He's easily one of the more experienced players in this draft.
Can he throw the ball in a tight window?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Am I saying that this is a great pick for Denver? No. But do I think that this is the pick they're going to make? Yes.
You know what I'd love them doing? And I have glanced at Aaron's computer, but I've not glanced at what he has. So I'm going to take a stab at this. And I love this if this is what Aaron has and he should be the general manager of the Broncos. I think that the Broncos should trade down into the late 20s and take Nix and gather more picks. Aaron?
I agree.
Oh boy, that's exactly what I have them doing. Because I think they are going to take Bo Nix. He fits Sean Payton. And I believe this is true. I should probably fact check myself. Sean Payton has never taken a quarterback in the first round, which I guess, to be fair, when you have a Hall of Fame quarterback that you land, it's... You know,
most all-time passing yards. Yeah.
It's a bit of an ESPN stat. But like it is what it is. So I have them, like, I think Bo Nix is going to be a Bronco. I don't think they should take him at 12. I think you can, like, you have a million teams in between here who already have a quarterback. The only like teams that you risk losing to are the Raiders, the Saints,
Colts. Oh, Anthony Richardson. Never mind. I stopped talking.
It's literally the Raiders and the Saints.
Seattle.
Yeah, Raiders, Saints, or Seattle. So, I have them trading back here. And the team that I have trading up is a bit ambitious. I have the Buffalo Bills trading all the way up to 12. Now, this will not happen. I think, though, there is an argument that can be made that the Buffalo Bills are not going to go into the season with Curtis Samuel as their wide receiver one.
Absolutely not.
They need someone who can take the top off of defense and can be a genuine threat. And I have them trading up to 12 to take Brian Thomas.
I called it. I just mouthed it to you. Brian Thomas is so freaking good, Jake. And you don't understand because all you hear about is neighbors, Odunze, and Marvin Harrison Jr. He's four. He is number four in the draft.
He is a very good wide receiver. And the reason I think that Buffalo, if they want to move up for him, will have to move up to somewhere around here. It's because you look at the teams who could take a wide receiver. You have the Raiders with a 32-year-old Devontae Adams. You've got the Saints who only have what's his name?
Olave.
Who only have Olave. You've got the Colts who could benefit. You've got the Jags. You've got the Bengals who have the situation with T. Higgins. You've got a lot of teams ahead of them.
Pittsburgh, I think, is number one.
Who could take a wide receiver. So the Buffalo Bills are going to have to move up if they want a receiver. And I think they're going to take Thomas.
Brian Robinson's declared number four in this draft. He's better than Mitchell. He's better than Keon Coleman. He's better than Worthy. He's number four in this draft.
I don't think he's better than Brian Thomas Jr.
Wait, hold on. You said Robinson, which confused Thomas. Thomas is the...
Sorry, not Brian Robinson. Yeah, sorry, my bad. No, Thomas is the fourth best.
Brian Robinson, the running...
Yes, on... Yes. Yes. With the quotas intro of all time, walking out to 50 Cent. Yeah.
crap was it? Okay. With what ammo though? What do the Bills have?
2025 second up top. Stephon Diggs.
I think it could be young players. I also think it could be future picks. The Broncos aren't planning on winning this year.
I also think that, you know, you're not moving that high into the draft. Yeah, they're moving way higher than where they're picking, but they're not moving into the top 10. It'll take a future first, maybe a future second along with it. Not a whole ton, though.
Yeah.
But I think you take that if you're the Broncos.
It'll be whatever. I initially thought of the Eagles, but the simulator rejected my trade. So I had to switch to a different team, and the Buffalo Bills were the other team that I thought of. So
yeah, I was thinking Eagles could possibly move up here and take one of the top corners or take a tackle.
They only move up the Eagles if Arnold's there.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd agree. I think Bo Nix will be a Bronco. I do agree. I mean, someone could definitely trade.
12 is going to be a hot spot that people are going to be calling. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a nice little list here. Probably till the Charger. Oh, no, sorry. Probably till 22 where Philly picks, where there's a lot of teams here that could use weapons.
It's a run of tackles.
And tackles and corners at
web. Yeah. It's going to be edges, tackles, wide receivers in the teens. Yep.
Yeah.
12 is going to be a hot spot. There's going to be a lot of calls to the Broncos.
Come on, Denver, get three firsts. Come on.
Realistically, future first, future second, maybe a third this year?
I mean, that would be enormous. I don't know. It just depends on which team is trading up. But yeah, I mean, I would just get as much as they can. Like, I would love, we don't have a second rounder, so I'd love a second. Like,
yeah,
I'm willing to take anything here.
So what are we putting down here?
I think 12 is a hot spot to move. What are we putting down here? I put a question mark. I have no idea.
It's so tough because it's like the Broncos are either drafting Bo Nix here or they're trading back. I don't think they're taking Bowers, even though I think Bowers would be awesome. It's just they need more. Like it's the same argument we made
for the Cardinals. Yeah.
I'm going to put Bo Nix question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark.
Okay. Bo Nix at some point.
Bo Nix at some point is what the Broncos are dropping.
I have the Oregon State tackle going to the Raiders. They just lost their offensive line goes to the Giants. They just lost Luminor to the Giants. Their offensive line has been terrible. They're drafting offensive line here, best available.
I have him going here.
I have Terrion Arnold going here because can anyone name a Raiders corner besides what's his face? They have one corner, right?
Yeah, he's a bit older.
I don't know his name. So yeah, that's probably a good argument then.
And if Terrion Arnold falls to 13, I think they're like, oh boy, let's take a corner because every team can use a corner. Like
every team can use an offensive line piece too.
Also,
especially the Raiders. I think the Raiders offensive line.
Jack Jones.
True. But the Raiders, I think you have to look at the identity the Raiders are looking to create and their defense is what they're investing in.
Right. So, with Antonio Pierce being their new head coach too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
So we're putting Arnold down.
Well, who did you have, Jake?
So I had J.C. Latham going here. That's a tackle from Bama.
Did you guys have Terrion Arnold already going in?
Yeah, I had Arnold going to Arizona at 12.
Oh, if you didn't have him.
At 11, I mean.
Okay.
I had Terrion Mitchell going at...
Arnold?
Sorry.
Their baby. Terrion Mitchell.
Yeah, sorry. I had Terrion Arnold. Why did I say Mitchell? I had Terrion Arnold going at 15 to the Colts.
I had Quinion Mitchell going there. All right, so let's just pick position there. Let's say that the Raiders are going to go offensive line because me and you both had offensive line.
Yeah.
Which one, though?
But that's what I'm saying. Well, it's offensive line.
It's offensive line. And
like I said the Oregon State kid.
It'll just vary based on, like, there's a million tackles who are really good.
Yeah. We can put down Fuaga. I had Fuaga going earlier, so Fuaga's fine.
Well, when's the Penn State kid going for you?
For me, he's going at 14 to the Saints.
I was going to say, I have Fashanu going to the Saints.
Okay. I had...
But we have him
down. Way two going.
We have him going down to the Jets at 10.
That's what I'm saying. You just pick position that they're going to take. It'll make it so much easier on you, Jake.
Yeah, it'll make it easier because we all have differing opinions, especially once we get to these later picks.
Picks, they're a dime a dozen, right? Like, some are going to hit, some aren't. Like, Charles Cross going to Seattle, I thought that was a bad pick. He's turning out pretty well. And that Northwestern kid that went to Minnesota, where I thought they were interchangeable. Do you know what I'm talking about? That Northwestern pick? Shoot, what was it, man?
I feel like we need a solidified mark, though. That's just like why we're here. If we're gonna put down positions and like,
okay, well, if it's position, yeah, then go tackle. Who is the highest ranked tackle who is left?
Who do you have going to Saints lineup at 14?
Way two. The edge. Lots, okay. Yeah.
Lots. All right. So let's put down Fashanu going 10 to the Jets. Then we'll do Fuaga going 13 to the Raiders, and then we'll have Lathan going 14 to the Saints.
Okay. I mean, yeah, the line pieces are going to be...
They're all good at interchange. They could go anywhere. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll do...
Him.
Oh, Skoronski?
Skoronski.
He's good.
But I had him and Cross interchangeable, and like...
They're both pretty good.
Right, and that was a couple of years back, and I feel like we're in the same thing with JC and all the offensive tackles, all the edges, right?
All of them, yeah.
It's just like, yeah, you're just picking the guy there, you know? Yeah.
Picking a good lineman. On to...
The Colts, I had Quinyon Mitchell get another secondary piece.
I had a secondary piece. I had Cooper DeJean going here because they need...
It's high for him.
It's high, but my... And it's a hot take, but my logic here is... They need safety just as much as they need corner, and he is both.
He can definitely play both.
Yeah, and so like you
did they just re-sign their safety though? Their 23-year-old.
I don't know. Like, but there's another safety position,
right?
So you get someone who, based on whoever they get in like later free agency or whoever they draft in later rounds, you get a piece who you can move in between and he'll be good and he'll start.
Logan Thomas like is what or like a more effective Jalen Mills. Yeah. I like the Logan Thomas comparison for Cooper.
Blackman is returning to the Colts.
Blackman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just get someone who moves around and helps your job as a coach easier to.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a fun little defensive piece that the defensive coordinator.
So yeah. We have Quinyon Mitchell going a lot in the Arizona. So
I'm saying just pick a position.
But we're here to make a mock draft. We're not here to put down position.
All right. You want the headache? You can pick the headache.
I'm on put mock Cooper draft. There. It's, I mean,
who
it's.
Who do you
it's,
have, Jake?
It's just.
Who do I have at. I have Tyrion Mitchell going here.
Tyrion Arnold?
Tyrion Arnold.
Okay.
I have that down. Tyrion Arnold going at 15, the Indians.
14.
14. No, 15.
I don't think Tyrion Arnold makes it past the top
12.
12. But,
all right. So are we putting Tyrion Arnold going 11 to Arizona? And then Keenan Mitchell's going down?
Sure. I mean, I think corner is probably a better spot. The better thing for Arizona to pick anyway.
Colts are going secondary. That's all you gotta know. I have Seattle picking Byron Murphy.
I have them picking Fuaga. Which it is really just like it's offensive. They're going
trench, yeah. All right, put Seattle down for the trenches.
Unless they decide to do what they did last year and draft two promising offensive young prospects and ruin them in fantasy.
I have Troy Fatanu.
Fatanu.
Interior.
Oh, I have him going the next pick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So trench. Seattle's going trenches, which is what they need. All right, moving on. Jacksonville. I have them taking the Washington tackle.
Yeah,
dude, that's exactly right. Why do the offensive line have such difficult names this year?
Tanu, it's a bunch of...
Listen, Justin Herbert needs help.
Fatanu.
Jacksonville needs a lot.
Fautanu. So there's Fashanu, Fuaga, and Fautanu.
And
we're all going to go probably within 6 or 7, which is insane.
So who's going 16 to Seattle?
16. I have Fuaga, but Fuaga's already taken in the draft. Yes. He had Byron Murphy, which is fine. Byron Murphy is a D-tack. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going trenches, Seattle.
We'll go Byron Murphy.
I can also see Jacksonville just has so much they need to clean up. I can see the Bills getting this draft pick.
That's right.
And taking their wide receiver. I can see the Eagles moving up if they really like someone from 22. I can see a lot happening here because I think Jacksonville is definitely going to be fielding calls because they need so much. But I think you can't go wrong with building up the trenches more for T-Wall.
Yeah.
So I'm going to raise this to you guys. I need you to hear me out. T. Higgins is franchise tagged. What are the odds that T. Higgins is traded to Jacksonville on draft night?
Zero.
I don't think, if anything, Giants make a move for him with their six overall. Like, it's going to take a higher pick than that to get T. Higgins off the Bengals.
No, it's not.
I don't think that T. Higgins...
Why would the Giants trade six when they can get Neighbors, who's way younger? T. Higgins isn't... He isn't... He's good. He's not that good. Yeah. I'm saying, like, pick... What are we at? Pick 17 here for T. Higgins? Are you kidding me?
I don't think that T. Higgins is going anywhere, though. Like, the Bengals, like, they have...
They're not going to pay him. They're going to lose him.
Yeah, they're going to lose him, but, like...
I cannot tell you how many times teams have lost out on value. Saquon Barkley, where they could have gotten a second round pick, sent him to Buffalo, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the Bengals are hoping that they can make back the AFC Championship game. That is the hope in Cincinnati.
Yeah, they know what they have this year, and Burrow's back. So, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting idea, and he could be, but I don't think he will be.
And that leads us into the next pick, which is the Bengals. And
do we have Fortanen going here?
Yeah, I think that's yeah.
Okay. All right, I had Byron Murphy going here at 18.
Listen, I think they're going trenches. Yeah. I think just how pitiful their offensive line is and is the main reason why they cannot regain their pass form is because of the offensive line. I think they have to go offensive line. I have Mims from Georgia.
I also have Mims going here. Yeah. Just a big boy.
Like, they need him. They need offensive line so bad. It's so sad to see because they have everything else but the offensive line.
I was kind of hoping Mims would drop to Finley, but...
Rams, Jared Verse, yep. Campbell, you're reading my mind, dude.
Yeah, well, they need edge rushers, and
I had Latu going here,
which is Latu are gonna be very,
but I think, I think Latu only drops because of injury scares.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think Verse has the higher floor, like, you're getting a much safer pick. I think Latu has a higher ceiling.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be fair, I mean, Latu has the scarier injuries, but Verse also has injury concerns. So, I mean, he had an ACL, but yeah.
But you're looking for depth after Donald retired.
So. Yeah.
Right, you're going defensive line here.
Yes.
No matter where that's at. Steelers, I had them picking J.C. Latham. Listen, you guys can give me the wide receivers, and I'll nod my head yes, because I agree with it. But I think if you're looking long-term in Pittsburgh... I just feel like they need to gut it at some point.
This is my favorite pick of the draft. You guys have Quinyon Mitchell going earlier. I think Quinyon Mitchell is the epitome of a Mike Tomlin player. And I think Tomlin will snap him up in a heartbeat at 20 if he falls.
Yeah, he's got to fall there though.
Yeah, he's got to fall. But I think, like, I just have him going here.
I have Cooper DeJean gone 20 to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I think that
black and gold.
Yeah. I think they'll take secondary.
I could also see them taking JPJ here.
Who?
Jackson Powers Johnson.
Listen, I think the Steelers' bread and butter is picking a wide receiver in the second round.
Yes.
So, which is why I'm kind of hesitant to say they're going to pick a wide receiver here.
They're not.
Like,
it'll be offensive line or secondary.
Like, and I think if the Steelers are smart, they pick an offensive line here, maybe give, you know, Russ and Justin Fields, whoever wins that battle out of camp, you know, more time in the pocket. But maybe
Mason Rudolph personally.
Listen, they just need to gut it. They're just prolonging the inevitable, I feel like, in Pittsburgh. But whatever.
I mean, they got nothing for Russ. They got nothing for Fields.
It's risk-free investments, but Russ is on the downward trajectory, and you know, Fields hasn't proved himself yet.
But what are you gutting? Like,
top defense.
You have a top defense, and you've got like two. Oh, granted, I don't know what they're gonna do with Najee, but like, you got
Najee, you got Pickens,
you've got the bread and butter. Like, you've got pieces. They just have they're missing a quarterback, and they're paying their quarterback nothing right now.
They need a game manager.
There's nothing to gut. Like, who's on massive contracts?
Don't say Bo Nix. Stop saying Bo Nix. No one's on massive contracts. I get it. Their nose tackle, whatever his name is, on a massive contract. Cam Hayward.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I don't disagree. I think they go offensive line or they go secondary.
So are we cool with Cooper DeJean or Jackson Powers Johnson here?
I don't have Jackson Powers.
I like J.C. Latham here more than Jackson Powers Johnson.
I want Jackson Powers Johnson in my first round.
I have him in my first round, and I think it's a slam dunk home run who's taking him. But we'll get to that.
Latham already gone to New Orleans.
Did any other offensive tackle then?
Just keep hitting the offensive tackle juice.
Goitin on freaking Baltimore. No, or I have him going to Baltimore on Oklahoma.
Graham Barton.
Barton, that's way too early for him.
Guyton. Those are the next two, though, according to PFF.
Where did the run on offensive tackles go for us? I'm so confused.
So we had all of them. We had Fashanu going to the Jets. Then we had Arnold going to Arizona. Bo Nix, ? Fuaga going to LA. J.C. Latham going to Indianapolis. J.C. Latham going to the Saints. Kenyon Mitchell going to the Colts. Byron Murphy going to Seattle. Jacksonville taking Troy Fulafanu. Cincinnati taking Amarius Mims, and then the Rams taking Jared Verse. So literally, we had like four offensive tackles go in that span. So there's not much left.
So they go secondary. Put Cooper DeJean. Miami, I have them taking Johnny Newton here.
I'm taking J.C. Latham, although Johnny Newton makes sense.
Johnny Newton makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I have Johnny Newton here.
Yeah. I think that it'll be trenches, but yeah, I mean, I'm
but the value is not there for the pick when it comes to offensive line.
Well, it is for me because I have J.C. Latham falling to here, but
I had J.C. Latham going around the pick before. So yeah, I think J.C. Latham's in that 20 spot.
Yeah, I mean, but I do like Johnny Newton because they lost out on Wilkins is gone, so they need to replace that D tackle.
I still like Jackson Powers Johnson here if he's here.
All right, do you want me to tell you where I think he's going to go now? Because you keep bringing him up. They just lost Beazdead to Washington. It makes perfect sense to just plug him into the Dallas offensive line. And if they have to move up to go get him, they move up to go get him. But he's the best center in the draft.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like it's a no-brainer for Dallas trying to get him. If they have to move up, they have to move up to get him.
I like Newton here. I'm cool.
All right, Eagles. I have them taking Nate Wiggins.
I have them taking Nate Wiggins.
Listen, Jake, it's all you. It's your team. Go talk.
I hate that pick so much.
Mitchell's not falling this far, big guy.
Yeah. So, okay. I think Wiggins is an interesting prospect. I think he's a really good player. Problem is, one of the worst tackling corners in this draft. We have a very clear issue at tackling this past year.
Not Reed Blankenship, man. It's a dog. That dude brought down.
Oh,
they got it for probably 95% of the tackles in the secondary.
No, we looked it up in the going to Chick-fil-A. Remember who's the Eagles leader? And I was like, dude, it's Reed. Yeah, and it was absolutely him this past year.
Which is a joke. Anyway. If Kenyon Mitchell, Terry and Arnold, any of them drop, I don't think they will. I pretty got
them. Would you want them to move up to grab them?
I could see them move up. But again, it's this whole thing with, I actually had them taking Mims here at 22. I know the Eagles. We don't draft corners. You never do.
But your offensive line's already good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just,
but we have Lane Johnson.
What about Powers here?
There's no way the Eagles...
Kelsey to Powers?
No, there's no way the Eagles can go into this draft and not draft a corner after this past year. You can't. You have to draft a corner.
Yeah, maybe the Eagles are pulling what the Yankees did, right? Like, they were expected for so much, and they absolutely farted the bed. And now, like, it's a wake-up. Like, hey, things got to change. The same old's not going to work. They already spent money on a running back this offseason. Who's going to say they're not going to pick a corner in the draft? Right?
It's true. We are breaking the barriers that we. Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Nate Wiggins is the third best corner, and he's going to be there at 22.
Yeah, I don't love the pick, but
I think if the Eagles don't trade up, they end up taking Wiggins.
Yeah.
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 And they would have to move up into the 12 to 14 spot to get the top two corners.
Which we know Howie. Howie loves making moves in the draft. So I would not be shocked if he moves up to 12 with Denver. Really? I wouldn't be shocked if he goes to 13 with
you. I could see that entirely, you know.
Yeah. So
just a nice little swappy-doo. Eagles give up a second this year and a future third. No, and then Broncos like
front office, they'll take the Eagles sixth this year, and that's it. And yes. Then, yeah.
Yes. We'll fleece Denver.
Okay, so and then you guys take that corner up there and Broncos take Bo Nix at 22. Listen, it's a real Terry Arnold is going before then. He's going before 12.
Even Kenyon Mitchell.
Yeah, okay. All right, there we go. All right. All right, but we're going Wiggins here.
I love this pick.
23.
I love this.
We didn't have a run on wide receivers yet. Well, let's get the merry-go-round started here.
Brian Thomas.
Oh, my word. Listen, I want to talk about the most underrated prospect in this entire draft, and it's Brian Thomas Jr. The dude got overshadowed, rightfully so, by Malik Nabers, but he is the wide receiver one on most LSU teams. He's just amazing. He's been amazing. He can blow the top off of a defense. And I think when you look at Hollywood Brown with the Cardinals loss, just go slide that back in. So now you got Terrion Arnold and Brian Thomas Jr. from trading back down. It's a no-brainer for me, the Cardinals trading back down, but I already said my piece.
Yeah, man. I had the Chargers here taking Brian Thomas Jr. So again, vice versa.
Yep.
I have
blow the top off of the defense, please.
Well, I do have that, but Thomas has already gone in my draft. I have been taking Xavier Worthy.
The Cardinals?
Yeah.
Love it. I love that pick.
Because
yeah,
I've just been having my first.
See,
you're so
but the problem
stupid.
Is you you're can't so you can't set a record at the combine and not go in the first round.
Absolutely.
That's,
I agree
that's
with that.
The problem. And the
John
other
Ross.
Thing. The other thing is, like, you have, and John Ross was a bust. It didn't even matter. Like, but no one faults the Bengals for that pick because it was like, well, he's a freaking freak of nature. But you have Trey McBride, who, from in a different conversation, he will be a humongous part, I think, of the Cardinals offense. You need someone to compliment Trey McBride, give him this work, this, like, give him space to work in the middle of the field. Throw Xavier Worthy out there. Everyone's going to give him a cushion. Like, and he's demonstrated in his time at Texas, like the reason his stock has fallen is because they put him into a different role this past year. His freshman year, he was insane. So, like, I think he's a very well-rounded wide receiver. And I think, I mean, look, Brian Thomas Jr. is probably going to be taken if he's still available here. I don't think he will be, though. I think someone who needs a wide receiver is going to trade up to take Thomas.
Yeah, and I think for either the Chargers or the Cardinals, right, the benefits of moving down now, you have a top 12 talent you're taking at 11, and then you're getting, not a Marvin Harrison Jr., you know, but you're getting a difference maker as a weapon on offense. It's a no-brainer for the Chargers or the Cardinals to move down in the draft. And yeah, I see so much of Zay Flowers and Worthy, man. There is just so much there that I just love. He can just take the ball and go.
I think he's a better Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers is more feisty, but
he's bigger too, Zay Flowers. Worthy's tiny.
Worthy's actually taller than Zay Flowers, though.
Yeah, but he's tinier. You know what I mean?
But like
Zay Flowers plays bigger than what he is. Zay Flowers plays bigger than what he actually is, though. You know what I mean? He's one of those, like Devontae Smith, right? Like Xavier Worthy's tiny, and it could be the system he was in this past year, but I mean, yeah, I love Worthy. So yeah. All right. Wide receiver weapon going 23, 24. I have Jackson Powers Johnson to Dallas. It's a home run pick for Dallas. It makes what they did this offseason a little bit better. It doesn't justify it, but it makes it a little bit better.
I have Tyler Guy in here, but I'm cool. I'm cool with JPJ here.
I have them doing what I think the Cowboys always do and just bolstering their defensive line. I have them taking Johnny Newton here. Like, that's just, it's just what they all, like, they have clear needs in other spots and they're just like, nah, we're just going to draft another D lineman. So
Cowboys again, Cowboys, right?
Exactly.
Right, David Akers? So, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, we'll see. I think Dallas is in a very interesting spot this season with Dak's contract coming up and all.
Yeah, you got Dexter Lawrence getting older.
Who?
Dexter Lawrence.
On the Giants?
No, on the Cowboys. I'm talking Cowboys right now.
Right.
DeMarcus?
DeMarcus
Lawrence. DeMarcus Lawrence, not Dexter. DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yes.
It's been a long day.
25. I love this pick for, he already went in our draft and he probably could go, but if you pair up Xavier McKinney and Cooper DeJean in Green Bay, good Lord, watch out. Oh my word. They're going secondary here, but oh my word. Can you imagine that safety combo? Yeah. Ball hawk and hard hitting tackler. Yeah.
I had no idea what to do with this pick.
I took a shot in the dark here. You guys probably don't even have him in your round one. I'm a big fan of Kyrie Jackson.
For the viewers, listeners at home, what position does he play? I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah.
That is Kyrie.
Who is Kyrie Jackson?
Wow. Are you guys serious right now?
Kareem Williams?
Not Kareem Williams. Okay. I probably should know, but who is he? Where is he from?
Some Oregon corner, 6'4", 200 pounds.
40 time?
6'10".
6'10".
Are you serious?
6'15".
His corner is...
He's going in the seventh round. There is no shot.
His 40 time is 6'10"?
I cannot believe I was that close.
Hear me out.
No.
Dude, 6'4"? Yeah, you don't have him in man coverage. You don't have a guy that's that slow.
How much does he weigh?
200.
He's 200, 194.
Small middle linebacker, Hawk. Something like that. Something there. Isaiah Simmons, more
like? You can't have a corner like that covering. Like, you can't have him in coverage.
I apologize. I was looking at the prospect grade. Excuse me. 6'15 is insane for a corner. I agree. He ran at 4.5.
Oh, okay.
Does that make things better? Because 6'4", 200 pounds can run a 4.5 40-yard dash. Has a 36.5.
What's his prospect grade that brought it down so much?
I'm actually curious.
Like, what's his weakness here? It's man-to-man coverage, right?
He's
too handsy.
He's allowed 150,000 passing yards, probably.
He's too handsy.
A lot of it looks like acceleration stuff. He lacks fluidity. Cutting off routes.
So he's getting his ankles broken.
He's not handsy enough.
All the time, guys. Watch.
Listen, I don't hate it.
They could go secondary. I don't know.
Green Bay always takes these weird guys, and then they always work out.
Yeah.
I didn't think they'd take two tight ends last year, and look at them. They're both pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I think they go secondary.
I'm willing to believe anything. I said Grant Barton just because I have, like, I think he's going to go somewhere in the first round, and I just don't, I don't know.
They did lose a couple offensive linemen in Picardy and Runyon this year.
Like, when in doubt, just draft O-line.
Yeah,
so.
I don't hate offensive line or secondary. They're kind of in the same boat as the Eagles.
Trust me here.
I do not trust you.
Kyrie Jackson is the pick here.
Why draft Kyrie Jackson at 25th overall when you can probably wait till the fourth round? And then
he is not going in the fourth round. That's so disrespectful. Yeah, I don't.
Wait, what was his name again? I'm not trying to make a joke.
Kyrie Jackson, K-H-I-Y-Y-Y. K-H-Y-R-E-E Jackson. Hear me out. We can move on while Blanda does his research. I'll keep it as a blank for right now.
Buccaneers are going edge. They need.
I actually have Graham Borton going here.
Hmm. I have just heard nothing about the Bucs offensive line. I wouldn't, which is normally good.
I wouldn't hate like Chop Robinson here.
I had the
going here. I love Chop Robinson. Yes, I have him going after losing Devin White. Give me him.
They lose Devin White.
Get some depth here.
They also, who else did they just lose? Like the other cornerstone piece.
You mean corner? They lost.
No.
Carlton Davis.
No, it wasn't Carlton Davis. I'm talking like cornerstone edge. He's a linebacker. Why am I blanking? He was on the Broncos. I feel awful. Levante David, is that it?
Did he retire? I don't think he did.
No, Levante David's still there. Never mind. Ignore me. But they lose him. They lose an edge, basically. They lose a rusher. They need edge. So, Chop Robinson.
Jake, I'm falling in love with this kid.
I'm telling you.
Day 2 winning starter. Listen, you can change of direction here.
Yeah.
Yeah, quicker wide receivers, give him a fits. Yeah, what corner doesn't have trouble guarding a fast wide receiver?
Dude, he's 6'4".
I don't even care about the height.
Runs a 4.5.
Dude, his tackles last year. He's had so many tackles last year.
Yeah.
Hard-hitting corner? Give me him on the Eagles. Take him over Nate Wiggins. You kidding me?
Yeah, I had Nate Wiggins gone later. I don't really.
All right, anyway. Yeah, Chop Robinson. Go, when in doubt, go trenches.
Are you cool with Kyrie Jackson at 25 to Green Bay?
Go ahead. I Green Bay, I'm just, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to
pick. I don't know what they're going to pick. But they always do something weird. So, all right, we'll go Chop Robinson at 26, Tampa.
And then I got 27, Cardinals. So they have 3 first-round picks this draft. And listen, they're going to go big man. Not what you're thinking. They're going to go the Kool-Aid man. Kool-Aid McKinstry.
So you have them drafting
2 corners.
You have them drafting the Alabama corners?
Absolutely, I do.
I mean,
why not?
What?
So
go Alabama and Georgia. Why not?
So I had Kool-Aid here, but I didn't have them having that earlier pick. So I had them just having 4 and 27 here.
Mm. I mean, I have Byron Murphy. He already went, but I think it's just a value pick here where you're looking to bolster your defense and you just see the best player
available. Best available for me in my draft was Kool-Aid here. And yeah, they both went to Alabama and they're both corners, but I mean, like, I don't see any fault there. They're both decent.
Actually,
Arnold's amazing.
Okay.
Kool-Aid's decent.
Here's the thing. Arnold's amazing, but Kool-Aid was the number one corner prospect going into this last year of college football. I just feel like the reason he's dropped is because no one threw the ball this way. Like Arnold like skyrocketed because you saw him deal with a lot of passes. Because everyone
right, just but didn't even throw Kool-Aid, the ball but, inside of the but field. Kool-Aid last year, I wasn't like drooling over like I am with Arnold. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Kool-Aid was like the best corner, but it was like, man, it's a weaker corner class, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I just think there's something to be said about like I remember watching, it wasn't Michigan. I think it was the Alabama-Texas game. Like, was it Alabama-Texas? No, it wasn't that.
I don't know what game you watched.
Was it Georgia? It was, anyway, it was one of the playoff games with Alabama. I did not see the ball the entire game, which I probably missed. I didn't see the ball get thrown to Kool-Aid's side a single time. Like, so,
yeah,
it like when you don't have film on it, it's hard for him to be like shot at the board. But
yeah. Listen, Arizona is here going best available defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, best available.
Whoever that is.
Yeah.
I have the Bills staying put at 28, and I think they take Adonai Mitchell here. I think he's more.
I had Adonai Mitchell here as well.
Oh, I hate. Like, they're going to draft a receiver, and Adonai Mitchell's a potential, but I hate Adonai Mitchell.
I feel like them taking Keon Coleman.
I hate Keon Coleman. I hate Keon
taking
Coleman.
I don't like
Keon Coleman. Like, Adonai Mitchell, like, you hate him because he's not Marvin Harrison Jr. Listen,
no, I he's hate
him. Stop it.
He's good. He's very good. He's a big boy that can catch contested balls. And I just feel like He's a little bit of a Stephon Diggs.
No. Okay. I don't.
No, am I comparing him to it? I'm saying the physical buildup of him, right? Mm. If you don't want to change your offensive playbook that much to a speedster wide receiver, more of a bigger boy, you're going out at Adonai Mitchell.
I don't like Adonai Mitchell. Like, without getting into all the underlying statistics, everything I've heard and seen about Adonai Mitchell is terrible. He's a highlight reel, and he just, oh my word. His targets per route run, everything is awful. So, I don't know. Like, I have him going in the first round, but I had
Adonai Mitchell here, but I also put a slash, and I put Coleman, just because...
If they don't move up, they're going wide receiver, the Bills, at some point in the first round. Yeah.
I have Coleman here just because he provides that yak kind of potential, that yards
after. Yeah, he makes me want to throw up.
I mean, the only thing that's really questionable about Keon Coleman is just his route running.
His ability to be a wide receiver.
But he's great in the air.
That's a big... question mark. Can you be a wide receiver getting drafted at the wide receiver position? Yeah.
He can catch the ball. He'll get touchdowns.
Day two. Day two Coleman.
Well, I actually have Keon Coleman going in round one, which
I don't.
Well, there aren't many picks left, but.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I have Denver here picking Bo Nix, but.
With Detroit?
No. With
Buffalo, 28. Buffalo, yeah.
With Detroit, I mean, Detroit's secondary is.
I had no idea who to pick.
I had them taking Kool-Aid.
Okay.
Because if Kool-Aid is here, I don't see how you can go into the following season. After seeing what happened to Detroit, you have to take secondary. So.
See, like, I had Nate Wiggins here.
Yeah, I mean, it's secondary.
But problem is like, I don't think Wiggins fits into a Lions system, because the Lions want someone that's nitty gritty, that's going to tackle. He doesn't do that. Wiggins makes plays.
I think the Lions have no idea what to do here. And
there's a good
think
chance the Lions take Keon Coleman for like another wide receiver.
I think they know what to do here. And I think
Davis. You know,
I think. Oh, what is that? Is that a phone ringing?
Oh.
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 Hello?
Yes. Wait, what role do you want to play? Oh, yes, you beat Detroit.
Hello? Yes, this is the Detroit Lions calling.
Oh, yes. New York Giants calling from Mesa Rutherford. How you doing?
We're doing all right. How are you?
Yeah. We'll see if you can help me out a little bit here. I heard you have a little bit dilemma because you have no idea.
Yeah,
what's going on
right
here?
Now we have no idea to go here.
Right. I'm going to make your life easier. Drop down to the second round. We'll give you a couple picks. Future first.
Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Because that's what it took. In fairness. Yes. That is what it took in Pro Football Focus. Listen.
Okay, very cool.
Got I'm standing you. Up here. I can't go that far because all of our wires are tangled up.
Yeah.
I saw everyone get on board the Joe Shane bus, all right? And they brought everyone down to 1-1 draft day. They didn't do it for Caleb Williams. They didn't do it for Jaden Daniels. They didn't do it for McCarthy. They didn't do it for Bo Nix. You know who they say get on the Joe Shane bus? Let's go drive cross country to Washington. Oh, my word. It's a new day.
What are we talking about in East Rutherford.
If the New York Giants, if anyone can unlock what Penix has to offer.
Oh, my Lord.
It is Brian Daboll. If anyone, we said it, his ceiling, his best potential is Tua. I agree with that. The dude's got a hose on the left arm. Well, I know you heard my McCarthy rant. I just don't think McCarthy's going to be there at 6 for the Giants. I would love McCarthy. But I think this... I love him. He's everything you want in an NFL quarterback, arm talent-wise. Now, you bring up his injuries. I looked up his injuries. Oh, I had his injuries. Oh, give me a second.
You got to scroll. Like,
two ACLs and two surgeries on his non-throwing arm.
Bro had two knees replaced. His whole legs were replaced.
Listen, we all said it. Someone's trading back up into the first round and grabbing their quarterback, whether it's the Broncos, the Giants, or the Raiders. I'm rolling the dice here. The Giants want their guy. I think Penix is the clear number five over Bo Nix.
I'd agree with you, but...
I think the Giants could also trade up. Hey, I'm just rolling the dice here. I think the Giants are taking a quarterback at some point in this draft. And I'm going to be excited. I think Trader Joe is going to come back out. And he's going to make an appearance.
All right. That's fine.
Wow. All right.
I wouldn't put that down, though. I have secondary. I think secondary is probably what will end up.
What are good secondaries left?
Well, I mean, Kool-Aid's not left, according to you guys. You had Nate Wiggins.
I had a trade.
There's a kid from Missouri who's really good. I can't remember his name. Rakestraw? It's Ennis Rakestraw. That's who it is. It's pretty good. So
could the Lions take? Could the Lions take an edge rusher here?
That Penn State kid?
Yeah,
I could see it.
No, we already have Chop gone. Chop's already gone. Chop's gone in Tampa.
Oh, Chop is gone in Tampa.
Dude from Washington, I think, is right on the edge.
Penix?
No.
Oh.
it's an edge rusher from Washington. I can't remember his name.
All right, I got Baltimore. Listen, someone's making a trade with one of these contending teams to get their quarterback. Someone's doing it, right?
You're talking about Braylon Trace, right?
Yeah, Braylon Trace.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think one of these contending teams, who is not the Kansas City Chiefs, actually, I don't think any of these contending teams are trading. The 49ers are probably the most likely. The Ravens need something because they were missing something. And I think they need more wide receiver production. I have them taking Keon Coleman. I do not like Keon Coleman. However, I think he's a good complement to Zay Flowers.
When in doubt, go in the trenches.
That's another option, but their trenches are extreme. Their trenches are incredibly good. So, like, you can always invest more in that. But right now, they're entering the 2024 season with Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews. Like, their tight ends are good, but then you have Zay Flowers and who? Like, it's just...
Yeah, I just don't love Keon Coleman.
I don't love Keon Coleman either, but I think you want an offensive weapon.
I have a Ladd McConkey going here.
I like Ladd. Well, Ladd McConkey means he's as big of a question mark as Keon Coleman is for different reasons.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think Baltimore's going wide receiver. I could see them taking Oregon kid. Troy Franklin. Troy Franklin a lot.
If he didn't bomb the combine, I would say yes.
Yeah. But
I have Niners, another trench, guard center, Graham Barton.
I have Tyler Guyton going to Niners because Trent Williams.
Oh, wait, even have Keon Coleman going yet. We'll just put Keon down for
Baltimore. Yeah, that's fine.
Who do we have?
Niners going offensive line. I have Graham Barton.
I have Tyler Guyton.
I had Jordan Morgan going. Same as
him.
So both of the people that you said are gone. So.
All right. We'll go with them.
Jordan Morgan it is.
I hate that pick. he's just a day two talent that you can get in day two. Finally, I think we already have him gone. But man. Listen, if the Chiefs can get Marquise Brown and Xavier Worthy on that team, oh my word.
I don't like Xavier Worthy and Marquise Brown because I think they're the same person. Same but Xavier player. Worthy's a little faster. I have Adonai Mitchell going to the Chiefs, which I think would be a better fit.
I have Troy Franklin going to the Chiefs.
Which I would love. I love Troy Franklin. Like
I want to root for Troy Franklin. He's not going day one though.
The problem is he's not going day one, which means he's going to the Panthers, which means he is dead.
Jonathan Mingo, anyone?
Like, he's dead.
it's unfortunate for Troy Franklin's NFL career that he's going to land either on the Patriots or the Panthers, but it is what it is.
Are they a guarantee they go wide receiver here?
Well,
they lost to Jerry Sneed. They could go corner.
They could go corner, but yeah, I mean, now they.
But the value's not there for the need. You know, Chiefs.
Yeah.
When you're the Chiefs, you're taking best available here, right? And for me, Xavier Worthy was best available. Listen, they already have the big target in Kelsey. Kelsey's going to get the big targets.
You just need someone who can take the top off, and they don't have. Well, Marquise Brown, it can be that person.
Right. But you get two of them. I mean, like, the middle of the field is just going to be wide open for Kelsey. Right. So I think they take best available. That's one of the most terrifying offenses I've ever seen assembled at that point. And defense wise, they got Nick Bolton coming back, man. They just locked up Chris Jones. They got McDuffie still. It was just like
they can and like yeah, they could draft a corner here, but
Cooper DeJean if he falls, maybe.
I think the drop off between like at this point, I think there's a bigger drop off to corner than there is wide receiver. Like
yeah.
So
there's a big drop between Kool-Aid McKinstry and whoever else is next.
Yeah, which is rake straw according to PFF. So who's I think SEC like good, but yeah.
Could Roman Wilson go here?
No, I don't think so.
Roman Wilson's a day three, four guy.
Roman Wilson will be an excellent NFL player. I feel like
he's gonna be a round 3-4 guy.
Yeah.
I think McCorm's gonna go before him.
Oh. It's TJ Tampa. I don't know. It's not great options here at 32.
Which is why I think you just take a home run swing. I don't think you try and draft someone.
If anyone's gonna use two speedster wide receivers to fruition, it's gonna be Andy Reid.
Yeah. Or just, I mean, I don't know. Adonai Mitchell's been the person who's, I think, mocked the most to the Chiefs. Yeah, I mean, I think you just, in my brain, like, I think it's just complementarian. Like, what do they not have? They don't have an X wide receiver like Adonai Mitchell who will just be that guy and create a big play. So
we can switch it up a little bit. We have Adonai Mitchell going 28 to Buffalo, then Keon Coleman going 30 to Baltimore.
I would just
what if we put Worthy to put Worthy and Flowers are the same player? I like Worthy and Marquise better than Worthy and Flowers together.
I would just put Worthy at because the only reason that I don't have Worthy going here is because I have the Cardinals taking him because they traded.
And because Brian Thomas went 12 for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put wide receiver. A wide receiver.
Yeah. I think the important thing is
anyone that's available, Jake. Just a wide receiver.
Wide receivers also just tend to go much earlier than we anticipate them going. So like last year, it was sort of shocking how early a bunch of them went. So yeah.
We're going Xavier Worthy.
Cool. Good knock, guys.
Cool with me. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey Aaron, thanks for joining us, man.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Hopefully, Sean Payton, George Payton, if you hear this.
Enjoy Bo Nix.
Yeah, I will. I will thoroughly enjoy it. Hopefully, I don't know.
I just don't see the appeal.
I don't see the appeal outside. If Sean Payton wasn't our coach, I wouldn't see the appeal. But I think Sean Payton is looking at Bo Nix like a younger Drew Brees. And it's like, yeah,
Drew Brees has arm talent.
They're not the same. No, they're not the same person. But like, Bo Nix can run an NFL scheme, which I think is the important thing for Sean Payton. And like, he
can go up and get McCarthy then.
No. Like, because the Broncos, like, we have so many holes in our team. I don't want to sacrifice more draft capital to get a quarterback
project.
Oh my word. The blasphemy.
It's a project.
Dude. No, Bo Nix is a project.
Bo Nix is
someone that you sit down for 3 years saying, learn the game. Find arm talent, please.
No.
He's the most experienced of all the quarterbacks in the draft.
Bo Nix has already learned the game more than all of them. He just doesn't. He's just not the most talented.
That's literally the only, that's the only thing that, like, you know what you're getting out of Bo Nix, which is a game manager.
Dude.
He's going to make the right, he's going to be like Brock Purdy.
Can we get Bo Nix in the seventh round?
Can Bo Nix join a team that has everything else together but the quarterback position?
That is not the Denver Broncos.
No, it's not. But I think the Broncos will... Well, I won't. I won't be lynching for the front office if we don't draft a QB. I think the fans who are just like, we need to win now.
Stidham season!
I will take Stidham for a season because you can't accuse us of tanking if our quarterback is legitimately just that bad.
I think you just hate white quarterbacks, Blaine.
I think Sean Payton loves white
quarterbacks. I love J.J. McCarthy. I think J.J. McCarthy has every potential to be a top three quarterback in this draft.
I
don't understand why you think he's a project. It's a pro style offense. They're running in Michigan. His arm talent is there. He had no weapons at Michigan. He had Roman Wilson, who's going round three.
No, I just think he's
at best.
He wasn't asked to do anything. Like, and I think he's
off merchant.
Yeah, but like
Blake Corum, dude, it's all he did.
Okay, but then why isn't Blake Corum not going in the first round? Because by your logic, you're saying that the only way Michigan ever won was running the football. Then why isn't their running back going one?
I think J.J. McCarthy is actually a very good quarterback. I really do. I just like you can't fault him for just not being asked to do a lot. Like it's the same reason that people don't like Brock Purdy, and it's like. Brock Purdy does what he's supposed to perfectly. Like, he's a good quarterback.
McCarthy on the Vikings would be terrifying. With the weapons they already have there.
Yeah. I mean, and if you have a weapon like Jefferson, you're not asking McCarthy to do an incredibly complicated thing. You're just like, throw the ball in the air and that dude will catch it. So, I think McCarthy's actually a very good quarterback. I think he's an excellent leader. He's ready for, I think, all the pains of the NFL. I think he'll do well.
We should have this guy more often. He agrees with me.
Not entirely. I just
love your reactions to things.
I think trading
you're just an idiot.
You're an idiot.
You're a stupid butt face.
All right, guys, this has been
we digress. Wait, I got to laugh one more time.
Wait. Dallas Cowboys! Dallas Cowboys!
Last time you were in the Super Bowl, these draft picks were born!
Just, it never gets old, man. I love... Dude, it's just funny laughing at Dallas.
I was surprised a sniper bullet didn't come in. Just right
there. I think you have to boo as a Dallas fan. I don't think anyone was actually mad. You're like, this is a kicker. Like, we're like,
this is a kicker who never hit puberty with his voice.
Like, it's a high pitched kicker who's wearing a full suit and glasses. Who's just like Dallas Cowboys. It's just funny. Yeah.
All right, coming up for you guys next week, we'll have NBA playoff projections, what we think is going to happen. That'll be with Jake. I might do a quick rundown of the NHL because how do you not love hockey and what's going to happen there? Baseball is in full swing now. I came in mad about the Yankees today. John Birdie and okay, we're good. We're good. I got emotional there for a minute. So that's next week, and then the week after will be a live full reaction to the NFL draft on Thursday night, which I'm looking forward to. I feel like we just have all these mics set up in different places and just taking in whatever they can get. Yeah. So that's the plan for the next 2 weeks, and then we move from there. First rounds will be over of the NHL and NBA. So we'll have stuff to talk about. Maybe quick Masters touch.
Masters is coming.
So
Blend also got a haircut and he looks really good.
Stop it.
Just letting everyone know out there.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks for tuning in to our somewhat boring mock draft.
Thanks for joining us, Aaron.
Yeah. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
All right.
Needed to get my 2 cents in after being called out multiple times.
Yeah, he stuck up for his Broncos.
I did. Well, I know. I hate them.
I was going to say,
I am not a fan.
Can you imagine hitting that Denver oxygen though?
I mean, I actually love Sean Payton. I think he'll do a good job. You just have to give him some time.
A Hall of Fame quarterback. You have to give him a Hall of Fame quarterback. Yeah.
No, you just got to give him a quarterback who has half a brain cell.
Hey, hopefully your Walmart owner can figure it out.
You give him what he wants, but people say, yeah, give him a Hall of Fame quarterback. Broncos were 5-12 last year, 2 years ago. He brought him, if he hadn't benched Russ, they probably go positive. So there's a good shot that he'll turn things around.
Patrick Surtain will be in an Eagles uniform.
Patrick Surtain.
Okay. We're digressing. Everyone, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next week on the Off-Season Podcast.